We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. Their intention to rule rests with the annihilation of consciousness. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and we are here every Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m., broadcasting live all around the world on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we are talking about solutions. Today we're talking about the cancer topic, the entire, just the sort of health related to cancer, the cancer industry, because there is a great big industry around cancer. And Greg Gillette for Gillette Nutrition is with us. He's been with us for the last hour talking about this topic, and he's filling us in on great tips on how to maintain your own health through just simple nutrition. And we'll get into some more specifics. You've talked a little bit about juicing. You started to get into that and how much somebody might juice in one day. But you were talking about specifically in as someone who already had cancer and was dealing with it. And I suppose it applies to anyone. How does one start juicing, and what are the best practices for juicing?
You would start off small, because if you're a typical American, you're eating way too much cooked food and acidic foods. And, well, like I say, you need some acidic and alkaline, but just overly acidic. And your body's full of toxins. So when you start eating healthy, you're going to pull those toxins out. So there'll be some bumps and bruises along the way. You'll have some detoxification periods. You'll maybe skin rash. You might get a little upset stomach here and there. But the body's got to pull the toxins out if you want to heal. So you want to start small, maybe 4 ounces of juice a day. But I would stay away from fruits. Too much sugar, even organic, so I would use celery as a base or cucumber. A lot of they're water-based. You get a lot of bang for your buck. But there's good potassium, sodium, magnesium in those foods and B vitamins and so forth. And then you could add maybe a squeeze of lemon, some ginger root is good, juice that, and a little bit of garlic. You could do some dark green veggies if you want. You could do a few carrots and beets, not too many because they're sweet vegetables. And you go with that, and eventually you would work your way up, I would say, if you had cancer, to about a quart a day. Not all at once, it's too much at one time, but spread out over the day, maybe, you know, 10 ounces three times a day.
And this is just bringing the rest of your body back into just a balanced pH state. We talked about that earlier. That's just trying to help bring your body back into a balanced pH state, as well as giving you the things like the direct the minerals and vitamins out of the juices.
Right. Yeah, and there's no fiber in the juice, so it would flood the cells pretty instantly with vitamins and minerals and help oxygenate the body. So, and give you a boost of energy. The thing with juice, though, you could eat a little fat along with, like, an avocado, maybe some nuts and seeds, some coconut oil, if you were hungry, but you needed to do the juice. So the juice isn't a lot of calories, and you'll be hungry again. But you do not want to eat any meat, even if it's raw, with the juice. You don't want to eat any grains or anything while you're juicing. You want the juice pretty much by itself. And like I said, you can eat a little fat with it. So there's a couple food combinations you should look at, too. But that's one of them.
All of these things are just suggestions, and everything's going to be a little different from every person, because even naturally our body is going to handle all these things differently. So how you balance and maintain your own diet is something that you need to actually investigate for yourself. Don't take our word for it or anything like that. If you want to take Greg's word for it, you can visit him at GilletteNutrition.com, and he can talk to you more about it. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We're talking about cancer. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and as always, we're here talking about solutions, whatever works in your life, whatever solves your problem. Hopefully we hit on it. I don't know, maybe if we haven't hit on it yet, you can always send us a message. Visit us at milehighlibertyradio.com. You could send an email from there. You could visit us through the Facebook page. You could contact us there and tell us if there was a topic you wanted us to talk about. We covered some interesting, fun things, some stuff that's a little bit off the normal sort of talk show topics. We actually have some fun, do some music, and talk about some of the things that we actually do for real, in real life, not just here on the air in this sort of virtual world of the website and Facebook and all that. And there's a real people on the phone with me right now named Greg Gillette, and he has his own business here in Colorado, consulting with people on their nutrition, and you can visit him at GilletteNutrition.com. And he just came in here to visit with me today and with all my friends at We Are Change Colorado, listening here on the Front Range and all around the world, just to kind of tell us about cancer, and we've talked a little bit about the cancer industry. Let's just kind of reiterate some of the things we talked about in the first of the show. You know, in the real world, people come and go. They don't listen for an entire 2 hours straight. You know, they might have gotten up and got a sandwich or something like that, and they might have missed some of the things that we talked about initially when the show kicked off, like, you know, what is cancer, and we never really got into how do you get cancer. Everybody knows you smoke a cigarette and your possibilities of lung cancer, and then lung cancer spreading, it stays lung cancer in your body. You get cancer from lung cancer in some place in your body. It's still all just one cancer, I think they consider it. And Craig's just filling us in all these things. How do you get cancer, Greg? What's the breakdown?
Yeah, I mean, besides the obvious, you smoke all your life, or if you work in some factory that's spewing out toxins, it's just a gradual breaking down of the cells and the organs of the body and the general functionality of the body from just eating all these processed foods. On my website is a quote by a doctor, I think Dr. Bilder, about germs do not cause disease, it's a terrain of the gut, and disease is caused by today's counterfeit foods. Kind of like how counterfeit money causing our economic problems, the counterfeit foods are causing our health problems.
And there seems to be a reason for that. I don't think we necessarily need to get into talking about the New World Order and everything. But our health is directly related to the food that we eat and how we keep our body in place. And also some of the things that they put in us over the years. Their injections and things. Can we talk about what can you say about cancer viruses in the shots and
oh that? Yeah, I mean, the whole vaccination stuff. If you research back in the 50s, 60s, even when I was a kid, they only gave you four, and they were spread out over time. And there's a posting on Facebook going around now. It's, I think, like 40 some of vaccinations.
In fact, that's funny you said that. I saw that today. I bet that I can pull it up pretty quickly because it was speaking to, like, our generation, I guess, that we had, like, maybe 10 our entire childhood. And I think...
So now you have 40 or 50, and it's just too many for a little kid, and I don't think we need any of them, to tell you the truth.
One says, in 1983 versus 2010, children birth to 6 years recommended, actual CDC supposed mandatory vaccination schedule, whatever. It was in 1983, a total of 10, and that's just past my, you know, I'm a little older than that, actually. 36 to 38. That was the magic number that I was looking for. Yeah, 36 to 38, it says. And we are, United States has the highest number of mandated vaccines of any country in the world, nation in the world, the highest prevalence of autism in the world, and 34th place for under 5 mortality rate. In other words, children under 5 dying. And this is an under 6 schedule that we're talking about here.
Yeah, it's pretty frightening. I mean, all of Europe and Japan, Canada, New Zealand, Australia have better health for their citizens. And you can't blame on population. Some of those European countries are more densely populated than we are. So it's just frightening. How can you jump from 10 to 36 in 30 years? What all of a sudden has changed? One thing that's changed is that people are getting more ill and unhealthy.
And yet we're spending more and more money. We pump out more doctors. We pay more medical costs. We pay more to go to medical school. So all this money, we talked about this, all this money is being just thrown at the medical establishment, and if everybody is overlooking common sense,
exactly.
Everybody is overlooking any history. We're going to get into the whole shots thing and giving your kids vaccinations and stuff. That's one of those topics that we'll get into one of these times. I actually have got some contact information for Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and would like to get her on the show. And speaking of that, we got wonderful shows coming up the rest of the week. I got to throw a plug in for these real quick while I'm thinking about it. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the drug war. We're going to talk about MMJ. Aaron McMurray, he's a local activist. He's going to join us on the show. And you know Aaron. He's going to come in and take... He's going to come in and tell us the whole history, the whole drug war. We're going to go down the whole thing. We're going to show how the state has used it and abused it and used it against the people. And then Thursday, I'm hoping, if all goes well, I will have Victor Forsyth from the Green Party here in Colorado. I mentioned yesterday that the Green Party has taken a position on 9/11, and really, ultimately, they're just kind of reaching out to all of the groups. They're reaching out to Occupy. They're reaching out to the We Are Changes around the country. They're working, reaching out to the Tea Parties, anybody, all the third parties, you know, just trying to bring people together like we always do right here on this show. And I mentioned yesterday how the Green Party had expressed some interest in doing 9/11 actions with us out there on the street, We Are Change. And so it was kind of funny that I talked about that on the show yesterday. I show up and Victor is there, and I'm going to try to get him on the show for Thursday. And then on Friday, we're broadcasting live from up in Summit County in the new studio up there. Hopefully, I don't know. Wayne was saying something about maybe there was an issue with some internet or something was going on, but hopefully they'll have that worked out. He's going to broadcast both his Thursday and Friday shows from there. I can't get up there on Thursday, but I will be up there Friday for the show. Adam Kokesh, this is the whole Puff Festival thing. Adam Kokesh is going to be there. Luke Radowski is going to be there. Sheriff Richard Mack, Joby Weeks, and Wayne Walton from Mountain Hours. Mountain Hours is putting the whole thing on. If you want some more information about Puff, We Are Change Colorado is going to be there, and obviously We Are Change will be represented nationally because Luke Radowski is going to be there. And just come and hang out with us. Just drive up there right now and go. Well, you don't have to leave right this minute unless you're that far away, but it starts Thursday on the 5th and goes through Sunday. There's all sorts of stuff that they have planned out for us, including workshops on the local currency that we talk about. I imagine, Greg, if somebody came to you with some Mountain Hours or some trade tokens or something like that, that if they wanted to do business with you, that you wouldn't probably have a problem taking those, would you?
Oh, no. I turn around and use them when I go shop at some other Mountain Hour establishment. Yeah, I could do that, definitely.
Isn't it wonderful how that works? All it is that it just we've talked about it a little bit here. I haven't beat the drum too hard on the currency because I think all of us finally are at a point where we get it and we're ready to go forward with it, because it's nothing there's nothing funny about it. There's no funny business. I was listening to Wayne's show earlier, and his guest mentioned something about that it's about interest evasion, not about tax evasion. For so yourself, as a businessman, when you have income as a business, you have to, if you're trying to stay right by the state anyway and the IRS and not have them come beat down your door, which they will, apparently. They've never done it to me, but they have to other people. And they bring shotguns, I hear, sometimes. Yeah. So if you want to avoid that, I mean, you keep track of your books, I assume, and report your income to the state, and you would do that with Mountain Hours or Mile High Hours or Ithaca Hours or anything, just exactly the same. Any business can do it. So, and it's a way to increase... it's a way to increase your business, because as the networks grow, there's already at least 20 of them in America that are up and running and going and proven to work, including Ithaca with 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been involved in this from the beginning and understand all of this that's going on now finally. How do you feel about the – I mean, obviously you're ready to accept them in your business.
Oh yeah, I think it's a great thing. Like I say, look at Ithaca, New York, and they've done that for 20 years, and I think it has the potential to explode across the nation. I think if little small towns get it here and there, it'll be a great thing to do. I mean, keep the money local, support local, and like I said, get the interest out. And I think it would be a boom to the economy.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's Mile High Liberty Radio. We're actually talking about cancer today, and we'll get back into that topic with Greg Gillette when we get back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I am your host, Michael Storm, and you can find us here every day, Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all around the world. And we're talking about solutions every day. That's what we talk about, whether it's the health issue like we're talking about today with Greg Gillette from GilletteNutrition.com, and the whole cancer issue and some of the notions that go hand in hand with the cancer issue. We've touched on how the FDA is sort of complicit in this whole problem with the health industry, and how the health industry is an industry. It's not looked at as individuals. And Greg, you know as well as everybody else does what just happened the other day. Do you have any thoughts on how the whole Obamacare thing is going to affect an already damaged healthcare system?
I don't know too much. I have to admit, I haven't been keeping up on that as much as I probably should.
I,
but
I don't expect you to get into any particular detail about it. I just mean in general as far as how everything in this seems to be a sort of distraction from the reality of nutrition and just keeping yourself generally healthy from the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Nothing's going to change with the health of the society and this healthcare program. It's still mandated by insurance companies, and to force people to buy it, it's very un-American. And people still wave their flags and, oh, go Obama. And I just think it's a smoke screen, and it really doesn't amount to much of anything.
Right, and that's exactly what I was getting at. It's not an advancement for healthcare. It's not... It hasn't done us any favors. No, there might be a couple of people out there who will benefit from it, but they will benefit from it at the expense of others.
Yeah, exactly.
Yourself, businessmen like yourself. Interesting. The entire notion behind the way we approach the healthcare system, it really just fits into our whole topic here because. You look at things from the nutritionist point of view. You look at starting from a good place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you started from a good place, you wouldn't have the epidemic we're having now. My whole theory, and I think everyone listening to the show would back me, maybe a few wouldn't, but if people were really healthy from the get-go and they knew about nutrition, the healthcare system would collapse. You'd still have a few doctors in case I'm in an automobile accident or get mugged, but... The overall heart disease would be gone. Most cancer rates would be gone. Diabetes wouldn't be here. So a lot of money would be gone out of the economy. But at the same time, because of people being healthy, there's going to be an influx of a new economy of people growing healthier food, healthier companies coming about, bringing new healthy products. So wherever money is lost in one sector, it's going to grow in another sector. So, live in a disease care system, not a healthcare system.
That's absolutely right, and a life extension system in the sense of keep them alive as long as you can, kind of sucking on the insurance money. And it's not even necessarily, there are obviously some people I imagine that you could point to and say that do this purposely, but otherwise it's just the system that has been foisted upon us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, I think most people are good-hearted and think they're doing well. And like you said, I think there's some people at the top, like the Rockefeller Institute that started the whole witch hunt against alternative therapies, which really aren't alternative, years ago, and funded the medical field. I think you say it's similar to the military. A lot of military people in general think they're doing the right thing, but the people calling the shots know damn well what they're doing. Yeah, so they're definitely, yeah.
There seems to be a lot of that all over the world, that there's a small number of people at the top who know what's going on, who are controlling things, and a whole bunch of people in the middle who are being controlled, and then a whole bunch of us down here on the bottom getting crushed and knowing it because
exactly.
We can feel the weight of it coming down.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why we come here to talk about these things and get it out there, because one of the things that certainly improves and helps keep someone's health is a healthy attitude.
No, exactly. Yeah, that I was going to touch on that too. But yeah, definitely, if you're stressed and emotionally distraught, you can cause some cells to go crazy in your body also. So if nutrition is the base of it. Because nutrition will help your mind feel better and give you more energy. But it's not everything. It's the core of it. But you also have to have strive to be positive. I say strive because if you're 100% positive all the time, I think you're not living in the real world. Not to be negative, but you got to have some sort of sadness in your heart of what's going on in the world. If you're not, you're not living. So there's that fine line of striving to be positive and seeking the goodness, but not being gullible and naive to what's going on around the world.
Oh, absolutely. And that's it exactly. That's right. There is this fine sort of line right there in that zone. And it's a place that we like to dance on because there's so much. All of this leads back to this awakening that's going on. I don't know, you probably have experienced it yourself. People all around becoming more aware of what's going on in the last couple of years.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've been awake for many years, like I said, back in the early 90s with the nutrition just spiraled me into other things. But, yeah, I see people waking up and talking more, and that's really what we need to do. And I still get kind of, this is strange, this country, because, I mean, I'm a good friend with you and other people, but I don't know half my neighbors, and a lot of times I try to engage in them, but we have a long ways to go, but I'm hopeful because people are waking up, and that's the main thing. You got to come together as a community and talk about issues and question stuff. You can't just...
And that's exactly what we talk about right here on Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and as always, we're talking about solutions. I have Greg Gillette with GilletteNutrition.com, who has joined me for the entire show. We've been talking about health and nutrition and cancer, in the vein of cancer, really, in general, because kind of cancer falls into this category of almost, it can be almost anything, because there are a lot of, really all it is just this wild cell growth that's out of control, and cancer is all about root causes, where our medical establishment has taken to trying to deal with the aftermath of what has been the cause of cancer. For instance, the cutting out of tumors. Can you speak to that a little bit, Greg, and how the medical industry handles cancer versus trying to deal with changing yourself from the inside out?
Yeah. I mean, like I said earlier, the medical students get very little nutrition. Some get none. And usually what they get is just based on vitamins and minerals, you know, what the body needs. But they really don't look at food. So that's what the whole disease theory. So it's just disease treatment, not prevention. And there's no money in prevention. There's money for organic farmers. I'll gladly give them my money for good food and raw milk that I get. But there's no big billions of dollars when it is with cancer treatment. And, I mean, there's a place for some surgery. I mean, ideally, you have prevention so you never have the cancer to begin with. But if there's a big tumor and they can remove it safely, then yes, get it removed. But don't do the follow-up procedure. Then you start eating really healthy and juicing. And my whole theory is you take two people, same diet, both get cancer, one does the regular treatment, chemotherapy, the other one changes nothing. I guarantee they both eat the same amount. Most of the time they'll live the same amount. And the one who did nothing, then he changed their diet, at least they would die more peacefully. They'd have some major issues at the end, but they wouldn't have chemotherapy, toxicity overload and the radiation and so forth. And I read that from a couple of doctors. Just if you change nothing, your chance of living is probably greater than if you did all that chemotherapy and stuff. So it boils down to not questioning it, just blindly following what the doctors said, because the doctors, they have a doctor degree. They must know what they're talking about. And the money, it's big money in treatment and very little in prevention. And that's pretty much where the problem arises from. And like I said, I'm not bad-mouthing any cancer patients that go through it. And I've seen two relatives, like I said earlier, die from cancer. And that's when I woke up, and they died from the treatment. It was just horrible. So people just need to question. I read this good article the other day by Rudolf Steiner. He started the Waldorf school system. Not living anymore, but he was genius back in the day. And he said people just aren't willing to question. It doesn't mean you cannot be an expert in every field. But you can question any expert in any given field. It doesn't mean you're an expert yourself, but you don't have to just blindly take in what anyone
says.
Well,
absolutely. You can certainly use your own logic, especially if you trust your own logic.
Exactly.
To question that whatever it is, anything. And then you can actually follow that up with education.
Yeah.
And actually educate yourself beyond the person who is trying to sell
exactly.
you their lies and their BS. And it's really actually very easy to do. Do you realize how many hours there are in any given, there's a lot of hours in a day that are wasted, that are just burned off for no particular reason. My daughter trying to call me, my oldest daughter trying to call me on the phone. Didn't realize I'm on the air. You should know better. I lost what I was saying there. That's what happens when you do something like that. You don't shut off your phone and have it say, I got to do it. I didn't even do it there. There, now the sound's off. Now I won't hear it again. We're talking to Greg Gillette, GilletteNutrition.com. We've been talking about cancer all day and the entire notion of the sort of really backwards approach of the entire medical industry. And we've touched on why. And really, though, what we want to get to is we wouldn't call them cures because that's not really what it is. It's not a cure that we're looking for. We're looking for prevention. We're looking to keep our bodies in a place where cancer doesn't want to be.
Exactly.
Easy to do through nutrition.
Yeah, I mean, it's easier said than done because people have to get to the point where it's easy. Because at first it's hard. You got to stop eating out all the time at restaurants and grabbing that quick soda and fast food junk and candy. You gotta stop yourself and sit back and say, okay, I'm gonna start taking some small steps, eating some more fresh fruits and veggies. Eventually I'll get a juicer, I'll search out some local farmer, I'll get good meat, I won't overcook it, maybe eventually I'll try to eat it raw. it's slow steps. Because society is, you've got to step back. Society is crazy. A friend and I were talking about, what are we doing? Running around here working for this freaking dollars, and we're not even enjoying, most people aren't even enjoying life. They're working too much. They got too much responsibility. They're buying too much stuff. And why are we doing this? It's like a rabbit. It's like a hamster on a wheel. So,
well, there's that question again, and that's the question that we're always trying to answer here is, what do I do about it? That's really what that question is, because that's what it amounts to. How do I change things in my universe so that I'm less susceptible to cancer in this instance, or that I'm less susceptible if the power goes out for a week at a time, that I don't have to go feed my family by going and waiting in a bread line somewhere, or worse, you know, showing up at the stadium where they just lock you all in and you're all just expected to live in your own feces and filth together and just, you know, we're trying to avoid all of these things, and it's all really, it's this all preparedness mindset. If you prepare yourself mentally, you should be preparing yourself, you know, physically in the real world and in your body.
Yeah, but you got to get to the point where you stop yourself. Okay, I got to make some changes. And it's not easy. You got to get off the roller coaster for a few minutes, like you said, and look at yourself, question stuff. And it's frightening for some people. Because like I said earlier, if you really start questioning, the paradigm you've lived could be shattered like a glass pane, and you're going to be maybe a little angry at first. But, hey, you got to go through that pain and anger like I did when I woke up, and then you find the light and the truth and all these great people I know.
Was it Nietzsche? Sometimes people don't want to hear the truth because they don't want their illusions destroyed.
No, I know. That's probably the biggest quote of the century.
Well, it's certainly perfectly apt for what we're talking about here. Oh, and you've said it a number of times, and because it is about a shift in your paradigm, it's a shift in your thinking, and it's a journey, it's a process. I mentioned that yesterday on the show, that we're doing this process together. I mean, you, me, we are Change Colorado. Oh, yeah. The Mountain Hours thing, the community money, the community gardens that we're growing.
Exactly.
You weren't there last night. You didn't have any of the grilled squash.
I did not. I couldn't make it over. Yeah.
Yeah, after the meeting last night, we congregated at Aaron's for a little while and grilled some of the fresh squash out of one of the gardens that we all have grown together. So, it's really, really cool. We're starting to see produce come out of that. And it's all about what we always get back to here on the show. And that's why Greg is given us his time for the show, because he believes in the idea that we believe too, this notion of intent and action and activism and activity and just willing the change, you know, being the change that we want to be, if you want to use that statement. You live that too every day.
Oh, yeah. I strive to. I can't say every day I'm on top of the world, but
well, no, we're not. Oh, no, I wouldn't even accuse you of that. I wouldn't accuse anybody of that, because we all have our bad days, that's for sure. Yeah, and they certainly can affect us, but, you know, if we're already generally most of the time in a really good state of mind and doing these things that we're talking about, the positive intent and using our action to make good things come about, and our activism to make good things come about, not just screaming at people necessarily, this will actually manifest a positive change in you that gets you through those days and hours, and you'll find that you're hollering less at people, even the jerk on the road. Those things slowly, they don't go away, but they become less, and they affect you less, and you find yourself engaging in them less, because it takes two people to be idiots on the road, that sort of thing. You're one like me. You have a car that has a bunch of bumper stickers and things like "Don't take the shot" and stuff like that on the back. How does that fare for you sometimes driving around the city? Have you ever experienced like I did here last week, where somebody actually called me an effing idiot and it was like stopped in the middle of the road screaming at me about the bumper stickers?
What bumper stickers do you have?
Oh, gosh, nothing terrible. 9/11's an inside job. Fluoride in the water.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't take the Shah and the Fed. I have my own custom sticker that says down with the New World Order.
Yeah, I have similar ones. I found this website where I just make my own, and I have the fluoride one. I have Are You Asleep and Brainwashed or Awake and Aware? The choice is yours. I have that one. I have a raw milk one, Heals, Pasteurized Milk Kills. I have Question Authority, Question Yourself, Question... I forget the last thing I said. So I just made up some jingles. I have Martin Luther King quote, one of my favorite ones, the world's greatest purveyor of violence on earth is the U.S. government, and I have MLK beside it. But I've never had any negative responses. I have one, Nutrition Heals, Drugs Do Not. I've had like three or four thumbs up with my windows down. Raw milk's rock!
Yeah, exactly. And that's always been the response I've got. I've seen some people I watch in the mirror for people behind me and as they pass me and stuff. And I've gotten some funny looks, but nobody's ever like, I like this guy here.
This guy, yeah. I've never had a... Because I figure there's a lot of military people, but I don't... For that, I say the U.S. government. I always want to say it's the U.S. government, it's not the people in the military. I want to differentiate that. So I'm very careful when I made that bumper sticker.
Oh, yeah. No, and it's not even about not offending someone, because that's not particularly important. It's about being correct.
Exactly.
It's about actually presenting the right idea. It is the collective U.S. government, corrupt, banker-owned, offshore, criminal, all of these words fit when it comes to our government, even at the very top. But That is the truth. That was the point. That is the truth. It's not. We're never cited. This is all about we are change and ourselves individually. We don't particularly have a political view. I don't know about you, but I tend to see the political system as a failure. That it doesn't work here in America anymore. Not at the top, anyway. I always try to clarify that voting for people locally on the state level and on the county level and stuff like that's entirely different, because you can actually have some effect there. Because you can even get out on the street yourself and try to have some effect. But as far as the president, is it safe to say that you agree that that's just two people that have been thrown at us from the same individuals at the top that don't have any really interest other than keeping control of the people? That was pretty. That was a lot of words to put in your mouth.
No, it's like picture like Obama. He's like a 2-liter Coke, and he comes on the stage, and then Romney's a 2-liter of Pepsi. Big difference, one slightly sweeter than the other. Jesse Ventura said that on Larry King one time. It's true, there's hardly any difference. They're just coming out of the same soda pop machine. So, local can definitely be better, even though there's corruption locally, too. At least it's more accountable to a certain degree.
I mean, there is no accountability at the top, because at the top it's all the same people. And I don't – you could call it conspiracy, whatever you want. I don't call what you can verify with facts a conspiracy. I call that response to that the response of an ignorant person generally. It really is. It's an uneducated response. I used to say stupid. That's not fair anymore, and I've taken this sort of approach, and I think we all have. I mentioned yesterday on the show quite a bit about how all of us almost came to this notion, to me it seemed like, at the same time, that what we were doing, while it was important, it wasn't the solution.
Mm-hmm.
We all kind of like looked at each other right at the same time and said, we got to do something else. And that was this approach of just trying to, I call it finding the solutions. We call it finding the solutions here. But really what it is getting out all of this other information that we're not talking about anywhere else, really. Not even in a group like a We Are Change. We don't get to sit here and have a 2-hour conversation like this.
Exactly.
About a topic, cancer, nutrition, stuff like that. we have to set aside time for that. So it was a perfect solution for us. We all looked at each other and went, wow, here's this place where we can all come together and do this radio show thing.
Yeah.
Make this all happen as solutions for all of us. And I think I know myself, and I've gotten the same response here the last 2-3 weeks from everyone. That everyone just feels really good right now, while the rest of the world feels like crap and crushed under this weight. All of us just feel really good and really positive about the way things are going in our lives and our communities.
Yeah, it's good. We're doing some really good things in this community, and I'm sure people around the world listening are doing the same thing.
We want to encourage it. I mean, that's the whole point of all of this. We're getting out these ideas, and we're overall encouraging the notion that the only way that we're going to change the way things are, not the vote, as we were talking about at the top, not picking a Republican over a Democrat or even a Libertarian necessarily, although I did contact Gary Johnson's camp today to see if we can get him on the show.
Oh, no.
But that may not be the solution. The solution really that we have to concentrate is, one, on ourselves, individuals, and you can start by doing that in a healthy way and keeping yourself alive so that you can pass on good information.
Exactly.
And thanks to Greg here, Greg Gillette, GilletteNutrition.com. He's been with us all day helping us sort of work that out and sharing with us his years of knowledge spent studying nutrition and studying health and the human body, and it's been very enlightening. We're about to wrap up the show. We get a few more minutes left, and I'll give you a chance when we come back from the break to hit on anything you think we might have missed. It's Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. We're in the final stretch here, the last few minutes of the show. Greg Gillette, GilletteNutrition.com. He's been with us all day talking about the cancer issue, really the health issue, the keeping yourself healthy. He's a nutritionist, and he comes at it from that starting from a healthy point. But he can help you in any number of ways in that area, and you can visit him at GilletteNutrition.com. And what was your phone number, Greg?
303-831-9060.
And he's happy to help you. Absolutely. He will talk to you about any of the things that we talked about today personally, if you're dealing with an issue, cancer or something like that, or just general health nutrition. If you're young and healthy and feeling good, well, you know, maybe you could even feel a little better if you stop eating some cheeseburgers and stuff like that and talk to a nutritionist about how you can just change the way you are healthy from the inside out. And it literally works that way. You mentioned earlier about you might go through some rashes when you change your diet and stuff like that. That's your body going through the changes and kind of pushing the toxicities and things like that that it built up over time in your system out, literally out of you. Greg, there's lots of resources out there available for people over the internet. I know that you yourself like to find resources like that. What's your best resource aside from GilletteNutrition.com that somebody could go to find out about cancer, maybe alternative cures, things like that? I know there's some good movies.
Oh yeah, there's definitely good movies out there. There's a nutrition group out of DC called Weston A. Price, WestonAPrice.org. That's one of the best ones I know of. It's Westona and then Price. It's about a dentist who traveled the world in the 40s. This is patients were getting cavities. He's like, you know, if we ate healthy food, we shouldn't get any cavities. And so he traveled around the world with his wife for 4 years and investigated indigenous people. I mean, they didn't live in caves. They had houses, but they farmed and they fished, and they didn't eat any processed man-made foods, and their health was superior, way superior. So that's a real good resource there.
Nice.
But if you go to the website, they'll have other links. From that website, you'll have therealmilk.com about raw milk. So that's one of the best websites to go to, the Weston A. Price, because then they have links to other websites.
That's great. Good. No, that's perfect. Let everybody, we're always talking about solutions and just kind of try to get the solutions out there. Well, all these things are pertinent to somebody somewhere, and we're talking to a lot of people around the world. So giving everybody the resources and the tools to go and find these things is something that is part of this positive intent that we're always talking about, this positive action. It's doing, living, being what we really want things to be in the world, sharing in the community. We've hit on all the topics today. Anything left that we didn't talk about that you want to get in the last minute or so here?
No, other than, like we said before, just start eating healthy now to prevent any, not only cancer, any of the diseases that come your way. And look to, like I said, vegetable juicing, definitely. Meat can be good, but like I said, I eat it raw. You might not want to do that at first, but look into it. There's a bunch of good recipes you can find, like steak tartare and so forth. And it does build the cells, rebuild cells the best. And don't forget about fat. This low-fat craze is still going on. My diet's about 45% fat, and I'm in great shape. Fat lubricates all your muscles and joints and gives you energy. It drives your libido up. You want to have your sex drive, and so don't be afraid of the healthy fat, avocados, coconut oil, olive oil. Your body really needs those. So,
and you can find out more by visiting Greg's website at GilletteNutrition.com. You've been listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. Find us here again and every day from 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll see you tomorrow.